Okay, we're in Perek Dal in Hilchos Shechita. This Perek basically focuses on all the various issues that would prevent a shochet from being a proper shochet. I guess that's the best way to put it, meaning the requirements that are necessary for a shochet or an hishchita to be trusted. Lacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Yisrael she'eni yodea chamisha dvarim she'mafsinen es hashchita chiyotze behen Hilchos Shechita. So if a Jew, as we saw in the last parak, there are five things that if they take place in Shechita, right, like Shehiyah, for example, make the Shechita possible, okay? If a Jew does not know these things, right, Shebiyarnu, the Shachat beino lebein atzmo, and let's say he shechs in private, also lecho m'shechita aso, all right? Let's put aside how you know if he knows these five things or not, but the point is it's aser to eat from a Shechita. Lo hu v'lo acherim, not him as well as others. The Hare Zukroba the Safek Nevela, it's a very interesting language. This is very close to being a Safek Nevela. And therefore, Abochim Mena Kazayis Machnas or Machnas Martyrs. And someone who eats from this shechted meat, or should say, in questionable shechita meat, would get rabbinical Machnas. Alacha Beis. Navafilu Shachat Bifnenu, Arba Vachamesh Ba'amim Shechita Kshira. Even if this guy pulled off the trick, so to speak, of shechting four or five times in front of other people and the shechita being good, and even if the shechita he does privately, okay, we see is 100% good. If he's lacking knowledge of those five areas, also you can't eat from the meat. Therefore, since he doesn't know these things that cause a shechita to be possible, it's possible he'll mess up the shechita, right? And he won't even know he did. He could go in Shishoha or Yidros or Yishcha Pesach and Paguma, for instance. He'll wait too long, or he'll use a shechita knife that is inappropriate to use, without intent. So due to the potential ignorance by the part of the shochet, that's why the meat is always going to be a problem. Okay, lacha gimel. Yisrael shiodea hilchos shechita, right? Even if a Jew knows hilchos shechita, hareze lo yishcha beino lebein atzmo l'chachila, right? He should not shecht privately until when? Ad sheyishcha pnei chacham. So basically, he has to be trained. He has to apprentice, so to speak, and shech many times in front of a chacham who's knowledgeable of these areas until he's very good at it and he knows how to do it properly. If he knows halachas and happened to shech privately, his shechita will be good because we can trust he knows halachas. But ideally, he should do it in a way, he should train himself to do it multiple times in front of a chacham. Halacha dalet. Hayodea milchos shechita. Let's say someone knows hilchos shechita and v'shachav nechacham, and he shechs in front of a chacham ad shenaaseh ragel until he's used to it, meaning he becomes an expert. Hu anekir mumcha. He is now considered an expert. V'chol mumchin shochet lechatchila beino lebein atzman. Right, any shochet who's a mumcha can shecht by themselves privately. Okay, they don't have to do it in front of a chacham or anyone else. V'afilu nashim ve'avadim. Right, even women and servants imayu mumchin. If they are mumchen, meaning they can be trained to become experts in shechita, they're allowed to go ahead and do shechita, and you can rely on their shechita. Let's say someone is a deaf mute, or someone who's not of sound mind, or someone's a katan, the shikr, someone who's drunk, and it's babble adaito, that when they're drunk, they're all confused, sheshachto, that they any one of these people did shechita, shechitasim psula, their shechita will be pasul. Why? Because we assume they don't have any sort of control over their mind, and therefore they're going to mess up the shechita. Therefore, if they shechted in front of someone who knows the halachas, and the person watching over them saw that they did the shechita correctly, the shechita will be considered good. Okay. Let's say there's someone comes along and he just opened up shop. We don't know anything about his shochet history. No knowledge of it whatsoever. Okay. So we ask him. Okay. We investigate. So you could do that. You could walk into the store where the shochet opens up his butcher shop. You walk in, you say to him, listen, I just want to make sure you know hilchos shechita. Give us quick bechinas, quick test. Then after that, you can rely on his shechita. Halacha zayin. Hare shira'inu yisraeli mirachal kshishachad. Okay. Let's say we see from a distance, let's say a half a mile away, a Jew shechting an animal. We go up to him. We don't know if he knows hilchos shechita or not. Harezim Mutaras, it'd be mutter to eat the meat. V'chein ha'omer l'shlucho, if you say to your shaliach, your messenger, tzeh v'shachotli, go out and shecht for me, u'matza b'heim ha'shchuta, and you find the animal shechted, v'hein ha'duim shlucho shachto o'acher, you don't know if your shaliach shechted it, assuming he's someone who knows how to do it, or someone else did it, then harezim Mutaras, we say the animal is mutter to consume. Why? Sh'rov ha'mitsuyin eitz al-shchita mu'chanein. Because the majority of people who actually sheft are experts in shchita. Now, avalo gdi or tarnagol. Let's say a person lost their chicken, okay, and then umatzo shachad. He finds it in a day and he sees that it's slaughtered. Babayas, right, in his house, mutter. Shirova mitzuyin etzal shchita mumchanin. Because like just like from before, we assume if it was slaughtered, shechted, it was done by a mumcha. Matzo b'shok, but if you find it in the market, aser. Why? Shema nisnabel. It's possible that it wasn't done properly. Lefika chushlach. And that's why it was chucked into the shuk, meaning that since the shchita, you can assume the shchita wasn't done properly, and that's why the animal was left out in the shuk. V'chein yimatzu be'ashpa, shebabayis, if you found it in the garbage pile by in the back of your house, also it will be usher to consume the meat of the animal. Alachates, mumcha shenishtasek. Let's say you have a mumcha, an expert, who's no longer able to speak. V'rehu maven v'shomea v'daito nechona, but he can understand and hear, and he's of sound mind. He could continue to be a shochet. So too, someone who's deaf can also be a shochet. This is a little tricky. Hasuma lo yushko lechatchila. So someone blind really ideally should not shecht. However, elim kein achen roon also. But if other people watch him, that's okay. However, if he did do shchita, okay, shchita sokshera. If he went ahead and did shchita, his shchita would be kasher. Okay, alach yudal. What about a non-Jew? So a non-Jew who shechts in front of a Jew, even if he uses a knife that we know for sure is a good knife, that filo haya katan, even if he's under, if he's a minor, shchitaso nevela. The animal is defined as nevela, velokia al achilasa min haTorah, and he gets malchus. You get malchus for eating it midaraisa. Shneimar v'kara lecha ve'achal tam mezivcho, meaning you. Me'acha shehizir shema yochol mezivcho. Atalomech is zivcho aser, right? What do we learn out from this? Once we see you can't eat from what he shechted, we can infer that therefore it's aser. And that's the key. A non-Jew doing shechita is not like a Jew doesn't know the halachas in doing shechita. Okay, it's a din in the gavra, so to speak. The individual is excluded from being able to do shechita. The geder gadol gidra b'davar, right? And they made a very, very large fence around this whole area. Even a non-Jew who doesn't worship idols, his shchita is considered nevela. Okay, Allah Yud Gimel. Hizchil ha'akum lishchot miyot simanim. Let's say the non-Jew starts to shech the animal and shechs a minority, a small amount of the trachea and esophagus area. The gomer Yisrael, and the Jew finishes it. Or, oh, hizchil Yisrael, the gomer akum. Let's say the Jew started a little bit of it, and the non-Jew finished it. Psula, that shchita would be pasul. Yeshel shchita so mitchila v'atzof, because it has to be done. Shchita must be continuous, so to speak, by one person from beginning to end. Aval im shachar akum davar she'ena oso so nevela. Let's say the non-Jew shechted a part of the animal that would not make into nevela. Going sheshachar chatzi gargeras vavad. Let's say he only cut half of one of the simanim, the gomer Yisrael, then the Jew finished it off. Harezuk shera, that would be good, because basically the non-Jew hasn't really done anything and shechting just a small part of one of the siman. Now, what about a Jew who's gone off the derech, so to speak? Yisrael mamar lavera min averos. Right. Let's say there's a Jew who, what do you call it, considered, I'm not kind of kofar, but someone who's against the religion, specifically because he's always over one iser, shayam mumcha, but he is a mumcha in shechita, harezah shoka lechachila. He could still shecht. Bitzarach Yisrael kasher livdok es hasakin. A Jew who we can trust has to check the knife. Ba'achach yidena lemumar zeh lishchoba, and then he can give it to the mumar to shech with it. Nei sheches kaso sheinu toriach livdok. Because the assumption is that the mumar will not go to the trouble of checking the knife. V'mayam mumar levodazara machal shavas refesia. But let's say this Jew is somebody who is involved in his isser that he does is to worship levodazara or to violate Shabbos publicly or apikoris. A kofar b'Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, or he's someone who denies, he's a philosophical kofar, he denies philosophical mumar, he denies the Torah or that came from Moshe Rabbeinu, Kamosha b'Yarnu b'Hilchos Tshuva, Hariyu Ka'akum, that guy is considered like a non-Jew, and therefore Shritasa Nevela, his Shrita would be Nevela. Allah Tesvav, Mishu Pasul Eidus Ba'Avera Min Avera Shel Torah. Let's say someone's a Midoraisa, not allowed to give testimony, right? Hareza Shocha Bin Ol Ben Atzmo Ima Yomukha. He could still shech privately if he's a Mumcha. She'enu Miniach Davar Mutter Ba'Ochel Davar Iser, right? Because we don't say that he's going to leave something that's Mutter and therefore eat something that's Aser. Shizucha Zaki Hi'al Kol Yisrael. Because it's a chazaka that all Jews will do it properly, even the ones who are evil. Halacha Tezayin, going further into these types of individuals, Elu Hatzdukin Rabbi Susan, Vitamidan, right? When you come to, for instance, Sedukin, people deny Torah Shabbal Peh. The Chol Tom Macharan, anyone who makes, and people make mistakes after them, She'inun Ma'aminim Torah Shabbal Peh, anyone who denies, and that's the key, the oral law, Torah Shabbal Peh, Shchitas and Asura, their Shchita would be Asur. But they shecht in front of let's say a chacham, for example, then it'd be mutter itamit. She'in iser shchitasan ela shema yekalkalu, because the iser of shchita is only there for them to do shchita is only because we're afraid they're going to mess up. V'im eda ma'amina b'toras ashchita, right? They don't believe in the actual, so to speak, all the halachas that apply to shchita. They just know the rules, but not the halachas, so to speak. V'ikach einan emanu lomar lo kukanu. So we can't trust them to say we didn't make a mistake. Okay. Halach Yud Zayin. Now the Rambam goes off in a little bit of a tangent, but it's an interesting point. He says, "Kishahay Yisrael b'Midbar." When the Jews were in the desert, lo nitzavu b'shchita sachulin. They were not actually commanded in the shchita to shecht animals that weren't hektish. Elahayu nochrin o shochtin v'oklin kishar umos. What would they do instead? They cut out the head of the animal, right? And that's how they would do shchita. And then they would eat the animal like other nations would. There was nothing unique in how they would kill animals, eat them. And they were commanded in the midbar, anyone who wants to do shchita, lo yishchot ela shlama. The only time shchita was required was for a korban shlama. Shenemar ishi shibes Yisrael shayishchot shor. Vel pesach omed lemana shiravu v'zavchu zivchei shlamim l'Hashem. So that showed you it was only for this type of korban. Aval harotze lanchor v'lecha midbar yanochar. But if someone wants to chop the head off of an animal and eat it without worrying about simanim and any other stuff about hilchot shchita, in the midbar it was perfectly allowed to do such a thing. Now, umitzvazu, this mitzvah, ain't a neges ledoros. So the idea of doing shchita that way, so to speak, only existed in the midbar when it was allowed to go ahead and chop up the animal's head and eat from it. Then stavusham, and they were commanded then, right? Once they would go into Eretz Yisrael, tesar nechira, they couldn't just behead an animal, lo yochuchun el b'shchita. So then, Shchita went from being localized to Kachem to Shlomim to now being universal. The Yishchitu b'chol makom la'olam chutz lozara, and then Shchita became the lacha everywhere outside the Beis Hamikdash. Shneamar ki yarchiv Hashem lachas bulcha v'zavachtim karav simcha shvesem asher nasan Hashem lekecha v'zuya mitzvah negas adoros lishchod b'achar yocha. And that's the mitzvah to what it called to shech adoros and then eat from it. Obviously, one reason rationale for why the Rambam brings this up is to counter the previous halacha where he was talking about the tzedukim. Okay, to demonstrate that we're not like Sedukim, that's why he shows you the Torah Shabbat Peh of how Shlita evolved from the Midbar to what it's like today. Okay, let's do Parakeh also. Parakeh is going to start dealing with Trefas, okay? We're going to get into various specifics about what Trefas are. This specific Parak is going to deal with what's called Drusa, but we're going to get to a lot of the details of what makes an animal Treif. Now, not what we call today Treif, but what Treifa really means, which he's going to explain in a second. Halacha Alf. Remember, normally trefa usually means he hanota lamos. It's an animal that's mortally wounded. It's on its way to die. The word trefa really is what it called, talking about common situations, because what does trefa normally mean? A lion comes along and attacks the animal. And basically it's wounded, but the animal has not died just yet. Okay, but as you'll see, it's much more specific. Halacha beis v'yisham chalom acherim. There are other sicknesses and conditions that emerge imi arula. That if they emerge in the animal techshav trefa, they'll be considered trefa, even though the animal doesn't have the classic general idea trefa. Nonetheless, they're called trefa. These are axiomatic. Ushmona mine trefas. There are eight types. Nemrulol Moshe Mesinai ve'elohein. So now we're not going to explain what these mean in English yet, but Drusa, Nakuba, Chasero, Natula, Psuka, Kura, Nefula, and Shvura. All these eight examples are all types of trefas. Okay? Halacha Gimel. Now, Afbi Shakun, Halacha Moshe B'Sinayan, even though these are all axiomatic, the only one mentioned in the Torah outright is Ela Drusa Hechmiruba. Drusa is the only one mentioned in the Torah, and therefore the Chachamim were more machmir by Daros versus for Drusa than other they're more machmir by Drusa than the other types of Dreyfus. The Kol Safek Sheistapik with Drusa Aser. Therefore, any question that comes up by a Drusa case is Aser. Ushar Shiva Mini Dreyfus, but the other seven types of Dreyfus, Yeshbehen, Sveik, and Mutar, and Kamoshi's Bar. In those situations, when it's a Safek, it's Mutar. Versus the other set, versus Drusa, which is always going to be Aser in a situation of Safek. So, Lachadala. Hadrusa, who? So, what's a Drusa? She Yitro Fa'ari, Chiyotzebo, Behema, Vyidros, Alea, Biyado. So, what happens? The lion comes along and attacks the animal and attacks it with its paw. O Yidros Hanates, Vanesher, Chiyotzebehen, Al'ov. Or like when a hawk or eagle comes down and attacks a bird. Ve'ein Drusa, Behema, Gasa, V'chaya, Gasa. You don't find Drusa with a large animal, whether it's domesticated or wild. El Lari Bavad, only by the lion. Uvehema Daka means Ev Lamala. And when it comes to the thinner animals, only by the wolf. Okay. Uvegadim Utalaim. Okay. When it comes to, let's say, lambs and animals like that, Afilu Chasul Veshua Unamia, even if you would include, let's say, even if they're attacked, let's say, by a cat or a fox or animals like that, Yeshlan Drisa. Right there, Drisa would apply to them. The culture gave ovos. And of course, Drisa applies by chickens and birds as well. Halacha hey, that nates, when it comes to, let's say, this hawk, Yeshlo Drisa, Rav Afilub of Gadolimeno. The laws of Drisa would apply to it even when it comes to a larger bird. Aval Shar ovos adorsim, when it comes to other birds that are engaged in Drisa, Yeshlahan Drisa of Kishikamosan. Halacha's of Drisa would apply to the oaf, okay, the oaf that's equivalent to it. The key principle is a drisa only applies to bird, but the one larger to it wouldn't apply to. Meaning, if whatever is larger to it would be the issue of drisa. When it comes to weasels, okay, when weasels attack a chicken, drisa would apply. The kelav ain't lo drisa. What's interesting is that drisa does not apply to when a dog attacks an animal. Kol iker lo ba'of lo b'heima b'chaya. All right, so when a dog attacks an animal, we don't assume the animal now has a trefa and is mortally wounded. Banates, when it comes to a hawk, yeshlo drisa begadim utlayim, their drisa would apply if it attacks, let's say, a lamb. It's only if we see the claw of the nates penetrated into the inner area, so to speak, empty area of the animal's attack. Allah Zayin, ain drisa ela biyada toref. Okay, so in order to determine that the animal is Doris, the other animal, the attacker must attack with its, forelegs, and not with its back legs. Vein drisa ela bitziporin. Drisa must take place with a nail. Aval b'shein, when it comes to a tooth, ain choshen lav. It attacks with its teeth, it wouldn't count. Alim kein nokavad beis achalal, unless the teeth mark went all the way through. Bod ken shem nekev. Echa menevarim, shein trefes meni kvasan. And that's the key. We would check to see if there was a perforation in any of the limbs that would indicate there's a trefa here, which we'll get to later. Vein drisa ela b'kavanas atorif. Drisa only applies based on the intent of the attacker. Alim nafal hadores, but let's say the attacking animal fell, right? Uvishenishtaku tziporna benitrof, right? And its nail happened to get stuck, let's say, in the other animal. Ein zu drisa. Vein drisa ela machayim. Drisa can only take place when the animal's alive. Avim Doris Venerog, okay, Vedain Yodu Bajus. So let's say the animal attacks and then dies and its hand or its claw is still inside the animal's attacking, and it wasn't able to remove its nail in time. El Achermoso, Ain Choshamla. But we don't concern ourselves in such a situation. Lachaches, the Ketsa Dina Drusa. So exactly how do Lachas work by Drusa? Komakam Shamarnu Choshamla, Shokhtan, it's a Nitrav. So what do we do? Anytime there's a concern, there's a question of Drusa, we shech the animal. We basically check the entire internal area of the animal, right, from the thigh all the way up to the forehead. Imnim says, kula shleima, as long as everything's whole inside, mikomine trefas, from all the things that could cause a trefa, lo nimsa ba roshem adrisa, and basically there's no evidence of the attack taking place, harezim uteris. The nimsa ba roshem adrisa, if we do see evidence that there was an attack that took place, Harezu trefa, it's considered treif, and the usher mina Torah. You will not be able to consume it. Halacha test. Now, what is this? What is this? Ezohi Rosha Madrisa. How do you see the sign that it was attacked? Sheyadim abasar keneged bnei hamayim. So what you do is the skin, the meats, the flesh area above the digestive area. Okay, if it's red, vim nama kabasar keneged bnei hamayim ad shenase kabasar sharufa goro mina chabura. So basically, first of all, if it turns red, as well, if the muscle above that area starts rotting to the point where the flesh could be scraped away like a doctor would do to a wound. We see it as if now that meat, that flesh is not there, and therefore the animal is a trefa as a result. Let's say the attacking animal in the simanim where you do shrita, i.e. the esophagus and trachea, mishyadimu, right, when it turns red, trefa. And the amount is any amount. Once we see that area turns red, once we see that area turn red as a result of the attack, we consider the animal to be treif. Anytime there's a suffix whether the animal was attacked or not, we have to check it and treat it as if it was attacked, unless you can prove otherwise. Let's say a lion enters into an area, let's say an enclosed area where there is a bunch of oxes roaming around. We find the nail stuck in the back of one of those ox. We assume the lion attacked it. We don't say, you know what happened? Maybe the animal, the ox, just leaned against a wall where there was a tziporim. So too a fox enters into an enclosed area with chickens. So who's shosek? Right? Let's say he's quiet. But let's say, they're screaming, they're clucking like crazy. We assume that there's a suffix daris. Let's say fox is barking, I guess, and they're all like screaming out of fear. And they're screaming because of his roaring. Or let's say, what do you call it? Let's say one of them, he cuts off the heads of one of those chickens, okay? And we assume that he's not as upset anymore. Or let's say both the fox and the chickens are quiet. We assume in all those situations, there was no drusa take place there, because if there was, the chickens would have gone ahead and clucked like crazy. If I am lucky at base, subject chenichnas akan tori felo nichnas. Let's say we're not even sure if the attacking animal went into the area or not. Let's say we're not sure if it was one of the animals was the attacker or not. Let's say a chicken wanders in between the trees, or among the reeds, and he exits from there, and we see that there's blood coming out of his head, neck. We don't assume that the chicken is a trefa, el omrim shema ba'etim nizak. We assume that it bumped into one of the trees, and that's why it's bleeding. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up Parak Vav tomorrow.